Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Hello, welcome to episode number 44. I'm here with my two friends, Ashley and Chandra. We're going to continue to keep you informed about our weight loss journey. Today, I thought we'd start with talking about just some facts about obesity. We all know that obesity is a really complex issue. It's a combination of several things. It could be genetics, it could be behavioral, and behaviors can include your physical activity, inactivity, the way you eat, medications you may take, and other environmental exposures. So it's not just, you know, you're obese. It's just a complex situation. There's not just one thing to say why a person is obese. Obesity is really serious because it can affect our health in so many ways. We touch on things like, you know, it can increase your heart risk, you know, back pain, knee pain, and really your mental health, lack of the way you see yourself. You know, decreasing your confidence because of you're not happy with the way you look or feel. So I just wanted us to at least touch base on that. I'll put notes in the show, in my show notes, so that you know, just to talk about obesity, and you could always refer to my previous episodes on obesity. So this week, I'll go first. In our weight loss journey, I can't say that I lost any pound. I'm still on my 2 pound weight loss, but I definitely, each week I'm feeling great. I definitely feel like I can see it in my face that I'm losing weight, and I'm losing inches, I think, more this week than pounds. I still need to really stay consistent with doing the 10,000 steps. My goal really this week is to at least hit it 3 to 4 times per week, because it's getting very difficult to do that. The eating is great. Just really eating healthy, low carbs, and just staying within my 1,200 to 1,500 calories per day, and drinking lots of water. And I got to get my movement and my exercise coordinating with my work and life. All right, Chandra, tell us about your journey this week.
I stay the same, kind of what I predicted from my years of yo-yo dieting, but I'm feeling better. I notice people are noticing, like my family, like, oh, you're walking up the stairs better, you don't look as tired. And I've been closer to the 10,000 steps. Pretty much every day I'm hitting 8,000, and at least on the weekends I make it like my goal to hit the 10,000 steps no matter what. So it is getting a little easier. I notice my back's not hurting anymore. I did have a lot of musculoskeletal things just because I wasn't used to moving. So, you know, I was taking a lot of Tylenol on me. I just had to work through it. So I'm feeling good. The diet part is pretty good. I am noticing I'm more hungry. So I am getting, I know in the beginning I was only doing like 8 to 1,000 and I was full. So now I am getting closer to the 13 to 14. A couple of days I actually went over. But, you know, I just make sure I keep moving. And so I feel better. I'm moving better. So I guess those are like the non-scale victories that, you know, I'm still happy. And I do realize that the 10,000 it's still a challenge, but I'm going to get there.
Right. Well, good. Great. And you, Ashley, what's your update for this week?
My update is Well, since we've started, I'm down 3 pounds, which it gave me a little boost when I got on the scale this week to see if I was down like a pound and almost a pound and a half. So I've been eating well. I could do better on my steps. I need to really work on that and just have a more routine schedule. My life is just kind of everywhere right now. So I just need to really just try to wake up early and make my steps, or at least do half, like 2 miles through the neighborhood before work. But like I said, I have 2 children under 2. So my nights are always unpredictable, which affects my day when it comes to my exercise. But overall, I feel like I'm doing pretty good with my diet. I'm maintaining healthy eating. And if I do eat a snack, I'm making sure I incorporate that with my calorie count. And also, if I get a taste for a piece of chocolate or something, I don't eat all of it. I just eat like 2-3 small pieces of it. So I really am watching my diet, since I know I'm not making the goal steps. And I have seen a small decrease in the weight change weekly, which is good. So diet is really important. I just need to incorporate my steps now. I just need to incorporate my steps. I am making steps. I am walking through the neighborhood, but I'm still not meeting the goal. So I'm walking daily. I'm pushing a double stroller uphill, but I'm still not hitting steps. Right. I'm still not at 10,000, but my weight has decreased each week.
Very good. Very good. I mean, this is what it's a journey. We never said it was something that, you know, we wake up and in 2 or 3 weeks we would have lost the weight. It's a lifestyle change. So definitely the eating, we're getting that under control. That is under control. And I'm feeling motivated still. I hope you guys are, because yeah. I feel really good about it.
I'm happy for the small changes, because I feel like that they'll stick. I can tell the stuff I'm doing now will stick, and it's not just like a quick fix.
Right.
You know, I haven't been feeling well, but I still been, you know, pushing through and, you know, realizing probably how much worse I would have felt if I wasn't eating as many green vegetables and still, you know, maintaining, you know, my lifestyle change.
Right. And I just wanted to go over some of the health consequences of obesity. Of course, we know that we get an increased mortality, which is death. You can have high blood pressure because of obesity, meaning overweight. You can have type 2 diabetes. You can have high cholesterol. You can have heart disease, strokes, gallbladder disease, osteoarthritis. Some people, when they're overweight, they tend to have more breathing problems, such as sleep apnea, and many, many types of cancers are, yes, associated with obesity. Also, just a low quality of life, mental illness, such as just clinical depression, anxiety, and just body pain and difficulty with physical functioning. It, you know, I've been each week, each day, for the last several days, and it's not just because we're on this journey. There's a gentleman that works in the hospital, and I see him sometimes walking through the parking lot or walking from, and he's clearly obese. He is a nurse, and the way he has to walk, two things I say, it's either his knees or his back because of all the weight in his middle section. And that's just, and he looks like he's middle aged. So clearly not ready for retirement, but the pain that I see, the struggle to walk, motivates me, and I just never get to that position. And just, it's so many. You know, when I did the podcast with Dr. Ali Zettner and how she talked about it was important not to fat shame people, I would never do that. I would try not to. I know that in medicine, we need to be more sensitive. We need to be direct and talk to people about their health and weight loss. And I think we're just not prepared to do that as practitioners. But I just want to be encouragement. Us doing this journey, this walk together, is not just for us. It's to motivate other people to lose the weight so they could have a better life, less pain, more self-esteem, and just overall health. So that's the purpose of this journey. And we're just asking all of our listeners and supporters out there to join us in this. I know last week, another one of our coworker, I think she's the IT person, she's now listening and she's joining, you know, the steps and the weight loss. And, you know, even if someone is severely obese, like I'm talking about 100 or 200 pounds, you know, take it to the next level. This might not be enough, you know, just the exercise and the diet. Maybe you should consider other options. Discuss it with your doctor so you can live the best healthy life. You guys have any last minute thing to say?
No, just, you know, glad that we're doing this challenge together of life, the lifestyle change, and just interested to see each week, you know, what we do, how we progress, how we feel overall.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm still happy about the journey and glad I have friends along the way for the encouragement and just the uplifting, you know, in planning meals. So far I have a meal prep that's been working very well, so I'm excited about that. And, you know, that keeps me on track, having meals prepared and not have to worry about what you're going to eat. So yeah, I think the community though makes the biggest difference. I think having you guys along really, to me, is like one of the bigger influences in keeping me on track and my accountability, even when I want to eat something I'm not supposed to. I'm like, oh, wait, I got my other two, you know, I got to, you know, keep together for the village. So I think it's really exciting.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know, I appreciate and love you both. Let's stick together and get this done. Thank you everyone for joining us, for listening, for supporting, and feel free to join us with this journey. You can email thehealthflowpodcast@gmail.com. And just let us know that you're out there doing it. Don't be quiet. Speak up. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. See you guys next week.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @thehealthflow, also on Facebook @thehealthflow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.